now. I heard a strange thrumming noise through the hospital room door. Thump, thump, thump. I rolled my eyes. Some douche bro must have turned his car's bass speakers all the way up to get that kind of reverb in here. In a slightly less head-cringy development, I heard a single set of footsteps making their way closer to me. I heard the click of the door being pushed open. I could smell flowers, waxy and sweet, as a weak top note over a much stronger scent of soap and moss? My eyes opened, but I didn't move a muscle. Ben, the boy I'd danced with the night before, was standing beside my bed, setting a pretty little bouquet of yellow Gerbera daisies on the nightstand. He was so much cuter than I remembered. It was like I was seeing his face for the first time. Everything was so clear. The smooth, tan skin of his oval face, the straight lines of his nose, the hints of gold and auburn in his hair, the distinct wrinkle forming between his, frankly, luminous, jade-green eyes. "I know you won't wake up for a while," he said softly, "but I hated the idea of you being in here in this cold white room with no color, and it will be something nice for you to see when you first rise. I didn't know what kind of flowers you liked, but Keegan said you liked yellow."
"They're perfect. Thanks,"